is Radio Freedom. Lights out.
The Tim and Kirk Christmas Special.
That'll do.
Quit it now.
Hello, this is Radio Clash, and this is the fifth show, and it is the 12th of December 2004. This is a special show. This is the Tim and Kirk show.
It's a Christmas special.
It's a Christmas special, definitely. And here is my new best friend of 14 years,
yeah.
Kirk.
Okay.
Say hello, Kirk.
Hello, Kirk. the old ones are the best, aren't they?
Yes, I know.
And I'm here to pass comment on some wonderful bootlegs that my mate Tim has been doing. Isn't that right? And we're going to slag things off.
They're not my bootlegs.
Oh, they're other people's bootlegs.
Other people's bootlegs, so slag away. I don't care.
No. I can't lower your reputation in the bootleg community. That wouldn't be right, would it?
What reputation?
Oh, that's cool. Let's go.
Okay. The first track is a track by French Bloke and Son. I won't forget the Son. It's a track called The Model, and it's... It comprises of Kraftwerk the Model, Right Said Fred, and the Balanesca Quartet version of the Model. And the crackles at the start and the end are all totally fake. I have to add that. They're nothing to do with me. It's not that there's a record involved. They added those because, well, whatever. And we'll see what you think. That was the model by French Bloke and Son. So what did you think of that?
I thought it was good. I'm just messing around with this pop shield. Without pop shield, with pop shield. Piss off.
Wax on, wax off.
No, I thought that was amazing. Well, it was semi-amazing. I don't know who this French bloke is. What, is he like one of the major doyens of the remix scene type behaviour?
Yes, he's one of the people who's been doing it for since the start.
Do you know, I thought it was a finely tuned ear to work out that the vocal line of I'm Too Sexy is very similar to the bass line of the model. I thought that was well done. The thing that freaked me out, I think, which didn't work, was when he added the drums toward the end, and I thought it was a bit too tacky. But the rest of it, I thought that was really good.
But that was emulating the Right Said Fred drums.
Yeah, I know. But it's like it's 14 years later. We should have learned by our mistakes by now. You know what I mean?
Learned by the fact that Stretch Lycra doesn't work, does it?
So, tell me more about this French bloke person.
He's not French.
Is he not?
He's okay. Scottish. They're both Scottish.
Okay.
He's called Stuart.
Yeah.
He was living in Essex, Harlow, has now moved back to Scotland, and is now in, I think, Aberdeen or somewhere like that. Really, really, really remote location.
Yeah.
And this French bloke and Son split.
Yeah. Okay.
So now you have French bloke and now you have Son of.
Yeah.
Who for a while was French bloke and Son, but now his Son of, and French bloke is French bloke.
Okay.
It was a bit of a kind of a prince symbol contract situation. It's too complicated.
Okay, is it more like Prince and the Revolution and Wendy and Lisa?
And
got
the
custody
time,
of the
time,
remixes.
Yeah, they got custody of the 808, yes. and there was a tussle. There's a Kramer versus Kramer battle over the 303. I know.
Listen, I completely have no idea what we're going to play next, but should we talk about it in an authoritative type way or do some kind of lead-in, because I don't know what you're going to surprise me with.
Well, why don't we... Oh, what we're going to play of yours? We shall... Eeny, meeny, miny... Why don't we play the William Shatner?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so this is William Shatner.
It's a bit of a classic.
It's a coverly classic.
It is indeed.
It's a coverly classic. And it is Lucy in the Sky. Just distracting me with pop shields. It's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, William Shatner style. And this is a classic.
It is a classic. Was that all right?
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. The girl with a sun in her eyes, and she's gone!
She's gone! She's gone!
A bridge by a fountain where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore waiting to take you away. Climb in the back with your head in the clouds and you're gone! Picture yourself on a train in a station with plasticine porters with looking glass ties. Suddenly,
Someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope.
God, I am William Shatner. Cancel my acting lessons. Oh, no, I will not hear a word said about that song. That is fantastic. The thing that really gets me is that his whole album he did at the time, done in the 60s, it's pure laziness. He gets the backing singers to do the bulk of the work. They do all the singing. He talks over it in a very theatrical, hammy way. Basically, that's the way he basically got through Star Trek and T.J. Hooker. The thing that gets me is he's obviously never been on drugs, and he's trying to do an impression of someone who has been on drugs.
How do you know he's never been on drugs?
I don't know that. I can only gauge this from his performance, that's all. But, well, it is a classic. We introduced it as a classic, and it's a classic.
It's a classic.
I don't mean to take the piss out of it like so many people have done before, because that would be too easy.
I wonder what Paul McCartney and John Lennon think about it. Well, John Lennon, we don't know. He's dead. maybe from another dimension, he's horrified. I don't know.
But the thing is about William Shatner, you've got to hand it to him, because you know what I was saying before about his new album has been? He's taking the piss out of himself. He knows he's... The thing is, and you've got to admire him for the self-referencing sense of humour. Tell me, what is your next song? Pray It Be the Flying... not The Flying Pickets.
The Flying Pickets.
You see, a cappella.
Da, 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 da. Very Christmassy. Very, very Christmassy.
Yeah. G-forward, no? You've no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
Oh, X Factor. Yeah. I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I know from whence it came.
Yeah, well, it's okay. They had the final last night. You'll be pleased to know that they didn't win. Instead of a group of karaoke singers, you had one sole karaoke singer, Steve, who won, yeah.
That's so great. Okay, only one person to shoot, just like that guy from Damage Plan. I know.
Don't take the piss. What is this, the kind of X Factor Yoko Ono? Marriage to Louis Walsh.
Back to John Lennon again. So the next track.
Don't take the piss out of the future and rock processed. Did I say rock and roll? I meant processed pop.
Processed beats, just like Kasabian, yeah.
Not track. Processed cheese like the David Lee Cow. I'm sorry. tell me, what would. Pray, dear child. What was the song you were going to introduce? Was it something to do with flying lizards?
Ah, you readeth my mind. It is.
I readeth like Edith Piaf. Mange Gretrio.
Mange, do you regret it? I regret
eating.
I regret eating. No, it is. Okay.
Tell Karen Carpenter that.
Oh god, my normal listeners are going to be like, what the fuck is going on? The next track to be sung. No, I'm not sure I want to be serious.
No. It's the new John Peel.
It's the new John Peel. The mighty, mighty John Peel. No, it is Flying Lizards, and it is a track called Sex Machine, which is the most unfunky record ever written.
Tell us why it works. Tell us about the album. Tell the listeners why it works.
Well, shall we play it first and mention it after?
Okay, alright, yeah, hit the button.
Because it's a bit kind of like, a bit like revealing the plot before the film has even started. It's like, everyone's going, oh, why are you wittering
Kaiser on about? Soze did it.
What, Flying Lizards?
The Village. M. Michael Schleiermeyerman. Apparently it's done in the modern day. That's the twist. Anyway, sorry.
Okay, let's do it now. Let's stop this madness. Okay, and here we go.
Is it Spacebar?
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Go ahead.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Go ahead.
Can I count it on?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your charm. Stay on the scene. Like a sex machine. You've got to have the feeling. Short your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
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 Get on up.
And a cold sweat. The way I like it is the way it is. I got mine, don't worry about his. Shall I take him to the bridge?
Go ahead, take him to the bridge.
Take him onto the bridge.
Take him to the bridge.
Take him to the bridge. Hit me now, come on. Get up.
Get on up.
Come on now. Ha.
Go ahead.
Stay on the scene. Like a sex machine. Ha. The way I like it is the way it is. I got mine, he got his.
Go ahead.
Ha.
This is the part of the show where Kirk clicks his toes.
Oh, let's go. That was a track by Flying Lizards called Sex Machine.
Yay!
Yay! And it was totally unfunky. James Brown would spin in his grave, except he's not
why
dead.
Why don't you talk was he about... Dead? Why don't, no, he's not yet. No, no, he's the hardest working person in music, apparently.
Well, the hardest coke-snorting person in music, yeah.
No, no, no.
You've seen
the
that picture of him?
No, what picture of
him? The one where he got taken in, confused and tussled by the police. He looked totally fucking wrecked.
What are you going to tell me? Is it like the devil's dandruff to blame?
I think so. He looked kind of totally... He's either confused or has Alzheimer's. Anyway, I think he was tired and emotional. Anyway, so what are we going to play next then?
We're not going to play anything just for the moment. We're actually going. I'm going to let you talk about in a music GCSE type way why the Flying Lizards track works.
Mention
soulless.
robot-like. But soulless, robot-like, and
that's a juxtaposition of the humour.
And also car shop, or was it no mechanics GCSE? Well, but basically, it sounds like they sampled the contents of their garage for a start,
yeah.
which is always, I think it's probably a good start. And the fact that they've made, I mean, the idea of actually making the funkiest track alive, Sex Machine, into the most funkless track alive, certainly deserves a lot of props, as they say.
Yeah. Now, what we're going to talk about is, do you think posh accents are sexy? Because compare. Oh God, what's her name? What the fuck is she called? You know the one out of The Good Life?
Oh, Felicity Kendall.
No, the other one.
The other one. Oh.
Penelope
Pitstock.
I'll get you, Penelope.
Penelope Keith. It's Penelope Keith.
Penelope Keith versus Joanna Lumley. Who wins?
Oh, Joanna Lumley. She fights dirty.
Yeah. Do you see how you can be posh but still be sexy, whereas Penelope Keith doesn't realise this fact? Now, talk about this. Who's the vocalist? She's got a very posh double-barreled name, hasn't she?
On Deborah Evans Strickland. She was on the Richard X album.
Okay. So tell me, does posh equal sexy in this case?
Yes, it equals very click. She's like one of those RP pronunciations from the 1930s. Yeah. Oh, this is Radio 1, everybody.
But do you think it's sexy because it's... Because it's a very authoritarian, slightly fascist.
What do you mean? She gets the whips and chains out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think it would appeal to those kind of?
Possibly. I always think she's.
Is that why it's sexy?
I always think she's a Sloan. She sounds like a Sloan, like she drives a Land Ranger and works Burberry.
No, that's not sexy because she's got to do the school run in the mornings. That's not sexy at all. We've got to talk about the next tune, which is, what is it, is one of mine?
Yes, it's yours.
We haven't actually decided anything yet, or is it Thinking of You?
We have, it's Thinking of You by Colourfield.
Which is an 80s pop classic, and we'll talk about it afterwards when we've listened to it. for the first time in 10 years, because I brought the CD up, we haven't listened to it yet. And, I tell you what it's like. It's like those clips. Whenever Channel 4 has some kind of nostalgia-like night, like I Love 1989... And you'll have someone like, I don't know, think of some Dina Slim. Eamon Holmes.
Dahlia Smith.
She's never been here. And they're commenting on something that happened. And it's obviously they don't remember it from the time. They've just been shown the bloody clip.
I Love 2010.
Yes.
I love 1960.
By Doctor Who.
I Love 1960, the Atomic Kitten are commenting. But you weren't born.
But we've just been shown the clips. Anyway, what's going to happen now is that Channel 4 are going to play us the clips of Thinking of You by Colourfield, then we're going to comment on them. No, honestly, listen, viewer, I do love this tune to death. We're just taking the piss, but honestly, we'll comment on it in a very authoritarian way very soon.
Sound
stay
very
tuned.
Serious. Okay. See you soon.
Be thinking of you, but a friendship's built on trust, and that's something you never do. Well, who knows, maybe tomorrow we can share each other's sorrow and compare our graves like manna. be thinking of you. If you decide to change your view, I'm thinking of you. You can walk away from loneliness anytime you choose.
And you're the sort of person that hasn't anything to lose.
But who cares, maybe tomorrow you could lead and I could follow. So walk where angels fear to tread, for everything you've ever wanted. And if you ever think of me, I'll be thinking of you. If you can spare an hour or two, you'll know what to do. I could be the one thing there in your hour of need. So if you decide to change your views, I'm thinking of you. Let's roll the dice in a fool's paradise. Share moonlit nights, breathing nothing but lies. Let's open our eyes. We should take a bus to somewhere else, to something new. Thank God we're alive and bite off more and we can choose. Do the things that just don't matter. Laugh while others look in anger. Stumble over folly clovers and say goodbye to lonely banners. If you ever think of me, I'll be thinking of you. Through thick and thin, I bear it and grin and never give in. The one thing left in your hour of need. So if you decide to change your views, I'm thinking of you. Thinking of you. Thinking of you. Thinking of you.
Meanwhile, on CBBC.
This is Radio Crash on the Pirate Satellite.
Have we really done 30 minutes of hard graft?
Yep.
Hi, this is Kirk on Radio Crash. That was Thinking of You by The Colour Field, and Tim wanted me to say something poignant about The Colour Field, and I can't think of anything. The most relevant thing I can say about Terry Hall is that he had the most heaviest, dead-looking eyes. You know, in the early 80s, Neuromantics always put X amount of eyeshadow on to her, given this kind of unlike the goths, they put X amount of eyeshadow on to give them this really heavy look, and Terry Hall could do it naturally. What a dude. Anyway, I needn't say how good the specials were. Terry Hall was well known in the 80s for not being able to hand a band down for 5 minutes, much like Paul Weller. He went from the Specials to the Funboy 3 to Colourfield to Terry Blair and Anoushka. Sounds very much like Tony Blair and Anoushka. But anyway, no, fantastic track. That doesn't hold any kind of specific memories for me. It's just a pop classic, an overlooked pop classic from 1985, early 1985.
I always remember you put it on one of your compilations, One Wet Wednesday. You used to do all these tape compilations. We both did.
Yeah, that's right. It's very amateurish kind of thing.
No, making
up a tape of recording memorable tracks from the radio, and interspersed with our own pathetic
attempts. Spoken shite. This sounds familiar.
I think we're repeating ourselves.
We're repeating ourselves.
Anyway, do you know what? You know Miss World?
No.
If you take the L out of it, it spells MS Word. I'm sure Bill Gates would be very pleased. Anyway, aren't you going to talk about... I've got a general protection error in my head. A
blue screen of death in your head. I know.
I'm going to Bluetooth our brains together. What were you going to do? You've got some kind of remix thing coming up.
Remix?
And do you know what surprised me? I'll tell you why it surprised me, because it's actually quite a jaunty song, and it's got The Cure in it, which is like a juxtaposition. Is that a contradiction in terms?
It's not a plethora.
It's a plethora.
Is,
okay.
It, is it juxtaposition or is it plethora?
Anyway.
Or is it Mange too?
Why don't you talk about this quite uplifting song,
uplifting,
which has got Robert Smith in,
it's
which doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, you mentioned...
You work it out, listener.
You mentioned
Answers
goth.
On a postcard.
You mentioned...
Link, BBC Wood Lane.
You mentioned link goth to goth quite well, actually.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a track by... a remix by Party Ben in San Francisco. Oh, he stopped 2010. And it's called Everybody in Between, and it's Cure mixed with Black Box, Everybody, and a track I don't know. You know the Cure track involved, do you?
I presume it's called In Between Days.
Okay.
I think, you know.
I know nothing about the Cure.
From my goth days, you know, when I used to have long black hair and dress like Brad Pitt out of Interview with the Vampire. You know how it goes.
Well, everyone has to have a black coat when they're...
Tell me when to press the space.
No, okay, we're going to go in a minute, but just a minute.
I'm not going to press the space bar.
Okay.
Stop recording until you tell me to.
Okay. You can get this track from... Oh, I think you can get... You spell get this track. I think you can get this track from www.partyben.com. And it's probably the most uplifting bootleg there is. But apparently a lot of people don't like it, according to Party Ben, which is amazing since it's fucking brilliant. So here it is.
Well,
go.
You know, that just shows all the wrong people out there, doesn't it?
Me and my girlfriend, we argued and she ran away from home. you'll always find him in the kitchen at parties. You will always find him in the kitchen at parties. You will always find him in the kitchen at parties. I said, I like you, Abraham. She was into French cuisine, but ain't no cordon bleu. This was that something doing Palmer's Green. I had no luck with her.
You will still find him in the kitchen at parties. You will still find him in the kitchen at parties.
At last I met a pretty girl, she laughed and talked with me. We both walked out of the kitchen and danced in a new way. And now I've done my time in the kitchen at parties. I've done my time in the kitchen at parties.
And you'll always find me in the kitchen at parties. And you'll always find me in the kitchen at parties.
What's that called?
It's called You'll Always Find Me in the Kitchen at Parties by Jonah Louie.
Where is the love? It's down the back of the sofa. Where you last left it.
What?
So that was a song about Palmer's Green. That was
Green.
Jonah Louie.
Jonah Louie.
Jonah Louie.
Jonah Louie.
And
you're looking at me expectantly. You're going to be so disappointed.
I thought you were going to... Luke, I thought...
that's too obvious an impression. I thought you were going to talk about your next kind of Twiddly D remix thing, which is SL2 on a rubbish tip, was it called?
I hated
that song, I'm sorry.
You don't like SL2, we've ascertained this.
It's an SL2, which I hate, versus Eddie Grant, which is good, so I'm kind of like torn, you know.
Just like
between little angel on my left shoulder and a little devil on my right shoulder.
You're torn just like Natalie in Brutal Review.
She wasn't torn, she was ripped off. She was removed. Oh, no.
No, she ripped off a Norwegian song, that was it.
Yeah.
I know, very naughty, very naughty. Yeah,
I was making comments about cesarean sex.
What?
Nothing. I don't know what Elaine said, I didn't even hear what my brain said then, so I don't know. Why don't you introduce the artist?
Okay. This is... SL2, this is Lyd's mix of SL2 versus Eddie Grant.
Eddie Grant.
And what do you know about Eddie Grant?
I don't know. I think he lives in Surrey or something, doesn't he?
Surrey, the capital of everything. He was
the capital of reggae. Never forget that. Right.
Well, Joan Amos Trading lives in Surrey as well.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like the capital for...
What's that, the lesbian of Easily Listening? Oh, I so hope she's not listening to this. I'm sorry. These are rumours, you know.
You just outed Joan Armour Trading. How dare you? Everyone will be shocked.
What, did Rona Cameron want to do it before I did? Can I press the space bar now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done.
How are we going to do this Mrs. Miller bit? No, because the thing is, we're like really vibing before. And I wasn't sure what we were going to...
Well, I don't think anyone realises all of this is scripted, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And,
hang on, was it pause for 2 seconds?
Oh, shit, it's going...
Oh, it's Facebook. Dark the Editor! So, Tim, tell me more about this Mrs. Miller character.
She studied at the Pomona College. She married and spent the rest of her life socially active. Like the harpies, she gave back to the community. Mrs. Miller was active in the Girl Scouts of America.
You read between the lines.
A member of Mayor Sam Yorty's Commission for Senior Citizens, and was Executive Secretary of the Foothill Drama and Choral Society.
If she was a cartoon character, she would be Yosemite Samba, wouldn't she? This is no good. This is like too much detail. Basically, I brought this CD up. Describe in your own words what is the joy of Mrs. Miller for people who haven't heard her. Tell us.
The joy of Mrs. Miller is the lack of musicality and would it be at her voice.
Would it be an out of tune piano? Would it be a bored housewife? An out of tune piano, and as if someone's put a vibrato switch on her vocal cords.
Well, she's basically a vocal theremin. Vibrato? Do you mean vibrator?
Up every day at 6, bacon and eggs to fix. 4 kids from 1 to 4. Pretty soon there'll be one more. Got 4 floors to wax and scrub, and there's a dirt you'll ring in the tub. I'll get 'em made someday, but then I'm queen of the home. No time to fix my hair. Need a new dress to wear. Old clothes will have to do, 'cause the kids all need new shoes. I've got bridge club each Tuesday night. He goes out with the boys every night. When the evening's through, he comes home to queen of the house. No, the milkman, the iceman, they come every day. They give me tips on the horses to play. The ball, I've got the time to spare. Sit and wish to pick the rich miller up every day. Bacon and eggs to fix. 4 kids from 1 to 4. Pretty soon there'll be one more. Sundays I'm mighty glad to send the kids to his mom and daddy. It's the day that makes me glad I'm queen of the house.
So what did you have for dinner last night?
Chicken cubes. Oh, I'll tell you what, Tesco, they do 2 for 1.
Oh, cool.
It's like £1.50. And the thing is, it's like a classic Russian dish. You don't just have to have like chicken with garlic. They do like beef and onion. They do like cheese and ham and all that. It's fantastic value. Really tasty. What did you have last night?
Oh, I had a risotto. It wasn't very nice.
Risotto. I tell you what,
it was lime and tomato though. I didn't do it myself, so it was alright.
I did one the other week. It was roasted acorn and charcoal grilled squirrel.
Goodbye. So that's the end of the show. You're probably very glad to hear. We're recording, yes. So that's goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from him.
Yeah, bye.
Goodbye. And I will leave you with a very, very funny track. Oh, I've got to say the usual standard sort of disclaimer type stuff. If you want to find out more about Radio Clash, you can go to www.mutantpop.net/radioclash/, and you can email me very strange information about charcoal squirrel at radioclash@mutantpop.net.
And we'll leave you with this thought.
click.